With her dying breath, she spat in my face. Grace closed her eyes as his pain washed over her. It was even worse than she had imagined. Dear Lord, how had he survived it? Over the years, she'd heard numerous horror stories, but none could compete with what he'd been through. And he'd suffered it all alone, with no one to help him, no one to care. I am so sorry, she whispered, rubbing her hands over his chest to comfort him.
I still can't believe they're gone,
he whispered, his voice laden with grief. You asked me what I do while I'm in the book. I just stand there and remember my sons' and daughters' faces. I remember what it felt like when their tiny arms wrapped around me, the way they ran out to meet me when I came home from campaigns. And I relive every moment of that day, wishing I could have done something to save them. Grace blinked back her tears. No wonder he'd never spoken of it. Julian drew it strangely gentle.
Brothers are supposed to protect one another, not hurt each other.